What is going on, Laker fans? Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight. Packed show, as always. Brian Windhorst coming up at 7:30, covers the NBA for ESPN, does the Hoop Collective podcast. He had a fantastic podcast, brought up a lot of different Laker topics, so got to get Brian Windhorst on. Brad Turner from the LA Times, he'll come on, covers the Lakers for the LA Times, come on at 8:30. We will start off the show. So there was Adrian Wojnarowski and Dave McMenamin, probably within the last couple of hours or so, put out a tweet and then an article. Dave McMenamin says in the article, organization is optimistic that Andre Drummond won't miss more than a game or two. Will return soon. Let me read off exactly. Andre Drummond will not miss more than a game or two with a right big toe injury he suffered in his debut for the team, sources tell ESPN. So let's start off right there. Obviously, last night, disappointing debut for the Lakers, and that just does that kind of not sum up the season so far? Every time we start getting excited, we got to have an injury to bring us back down a little bit. Drummond said after the game, just unfortunate to have this happen to me in the first game. It kind of was a little deflating for me, but my head is high. I'm going to take it day by day and come back better than ever. He is not going to make the trip to Sacramento for the game tomorrow, so obviously he's missing the Lakers-Kings game tomorrow. And then Lakers got another game coming up against the Los Angeles Clippers. That's coming up on Sunday. It's a 12:30 tip-off. So that's the latest on Andre Drummond. It's not a serious injury. Lakers don't think he'll miss more than a game or two. We already know, obviously, Anthony Davis has missed the last 20 games for the Lakers, only played in just 23 games so far for the Lakers. So that means he's missed 25 of the 48 games so far. LeBron has missed the last six games since he went out with that injury in the second quarter against the Atlanta Hawks. Lake Show just can't catch a break right now. Every time we start thinking there's a little kind of some blood coming in here, some new blood coming in, you start getting excited about something, you get held back again as far as that's kind of how the season has gone for the Lakers. And I know there's no sympathy for Laker fans around the NBA, but that's the reality. We keep saying, well, you just wait till we're healthy. Well, when we get healthy and we get LeBron and Anthony Davis back, you watch out. We just got Andre Drummond. Bring Andre Drummond in the mix. He's going to keep us our head above water. Then Drummond goes out yesterday in the didn't play. He played a brief moment in the second half, but pretty much only played 14 minutes the entire game. I want to go back real quick to last night's game, and then I want to just focus in on Andre Drummond kind of in short term and big picture. You know, it's crazy. Haven't done Lakers talk since, I think it was about 10, 11 days ago. I know it was before the trade deadline, and that's just kind of how the schedule worked out. We're carrying these March Madness games, so we carried the games on Monday and Tuesday. And, you know, Curtis, maybe I enjoyed those 2 days off. Not going to lie. But it's been a while, so we hadn't done a Lakers talk since before the NBA trade deadline. So as we catch up on things, there was a lot of hype behind yesterday's game. And I was the one building up the hype. Going into the pregame show, obviously Sunday was incredibly exciting when we got official word that Andre Drummond's going to be a Laker. And I get excited for a couple different reasons. But yesterday, Michael and I doing the pregame show, hyping this thing up like it's the NBA Finals. And, you know, obviously the game starts. I wasn't expecting to beat the Milwaukee Bucks. That was not, I don't think I was walking into that game, but I thought, hey, you know what, maybe now we have a little bit of a shot because Andre Drummond's going to fill in that big man role. You're facing Giannis. You're facing Brook Lopez. You obviously need the size against a team like that. Andre Drummond, this is first year. Maybe the team will kind of rally around. They're getting excited too, and you can be in a close game, a battle against the Bucks in the fourth quarter without LeBron and AD with the addition of Andre Drummond. Do I think the Lakers are going to beat the Milwaukee Bucks? No. That's an elite team in the league. And if you don't have your big guns, how do you expect to hang with a Milwaukee Bucks team? That's obviously it's a tall task. I'll tell you one thing that's got to happen if you're going to be in a game like that against the Bucks. You got to play damn near perfect basketball. And Lakers continue to struggle in two specific areas. Their three-point shooting and their turnovers. They had 22 turnovers yesterday. 22, 23, something like that. They only had two at the end of the first quarter. They ended up with 22. So 20 turnovers over the final three quarters. A lot of times, you know, used as an example, out of nowhere, Talen Horne-Tucker had six of those turnovers. You expect that from THT. THT shouldn't have the ball in his hands enough to be committing six turnovers. And not to say that when LeBron and Anthony Davis are in the lineup that there aren't times that things get sloppy. LeBron's careless with the ball. He's got the ball in his hands the entire time. But it's LBJ. He's also putting up a triple-double. I mean, there's a lot that comes with that. But the three-point shooting and the turnovers. I mentioned turnovers at the after the first quarter, Lakers had 20. Three-pointers for the Lakers. They were 8 of 12 at one point in the game. 8 of 12. They ended up 10 of 36, I want to say. So that means two of their final 24 three-pointers that they took, they hit. How much of that is something that will continue without LeBron James, without Anthony Davis? Probably, you know, we could expect this until those two come back. I don't think that's going to really change. And I think the key also to pay attention to is backup players and role players are asked now to play bigger roles, and that's not a good combination. It just isn't. That's not how this Lakers team is built. So I don't think this is going to change all that much until LeBron and Anthony Davis come back. I think this is the position that they're in. And this kind of leads me into Andre Drummond. It's a perfect example of my expectations on Andre Drummond. So, you know, I've said this a couple different times, why Andre Drummond, I think, is so key in the short term and so key in the long term for the Lakers. There's a couple reasons for that. But before I get into that, let me give a quick shout out here. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for locations and coupons today. So we appreciate their partnership. Obviously, one of our main partners here to Lakers Talk. Go to Valvoline or go to SoCalOilChange.com. Put in your location. You know how this works. Just put in your location. Put in your zip code. And then you'll find all these different Valvoline Instant Oil Changes. Go get it done. The light turns off and you're good to go for another 3,000 to 5,000 miles. Curtis knows what I'm talking about. So Andre Drummond, one of the reasons why I was so excited for the Lakers to get Andre Drummond in the buyout market, there were a number of reasons. There was the mere fact that we need another big. Most Laker fans have obviously been talking about this for a long time. That's number one. You need somebody that can grab rebounds, can play some defense, can just be a big body in the middle. There's a number of reasons why it's exciting to have Andre Drummond. Plus, just as important, he didn't go to another team. He's not on the Clippers. He's not on the Boston Celtics. He's not on the Brooklyn Nets. He didn't go to a team that you may have to face at some point during the playoffs, whether it's in the Western Conference or whether it's in the NBA Finals. So that combination is a fantastic combination that Andre Drummond ends up with the Lakers, and now all of a sudden he's not on one of these other teams that can clearly benefit from having a player like that. But here's another big reason why I got excited about Andre Drummond. For those who are just tuning in, Andre Drummond not making the flight to Sacramento. He will not play in the Lakers-Kings game tomorrow. But Lakers don't think it's a, you know, it's really an injury to worry about long term. Maybe he misses a couple games or so, and then he's and then he'll come back. One of the main reasons why I was excited about Andre Drummond, I'm going to go through the NBA standings for Laker fans here real quick, okay? Because I think the short term, yes, there's the big picture. But the short term, I'm paying attention to right now. Okay? Jazz, number one record in the NBA. They're back on winning track, won seven games in a row. Phoenix, still playing fantastic basketball, 33-14. They've won four games in a row, eight of their last 10. No one's really talking about them. Clippers, 32-17. Then you got the Lakers in the number four spot. I don't think the Lakers are going to hold on to that four spot for much longer. Behind the Lakers, Denver, just a half game behind the Lakers. Portland, just a half game behind the Lakers. And then Dallas, four games back. The Spurs, four and a half games back. So the reason why I got excited about Andre Drummond, it was not just simply because, you know, you got this guy for the long-term championship run, which, by the way, if that's the only reason why you're excited that Andre Drummond's coming, that's okay. That's fair. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. But I think for me, what got me, what makes me excited about Andre Drummond is, what can you do in the short term? Can you stop the bleeding a little bit? without LeBron James and Anthony Davis, yes, Lakers did beat. They went on a two-game winning streak. They beat Cleveland and Orlando. Cleveland and Orlando are not good teams. Orlando just traded their entire roster. And granted, Orlando did come back from double-digit deficit to the Clippers a couple nights ago. But Curtis, everybody does. If you play the Clippers, you're down double digits fourth quarter. You got a good chance of coming back. Cleveland, Orlando, you're expected to, you know, obviously win that game. The problem when you get into April, and I'm pointing out to the NBA standings, and some Laker fans might not care at all. They might be sitting there listening to me right now and say, Alan, who cares where the Lakers are by the time the playoffs start? Just get us in the playoffs. We're good to go. You're right. Maybe this is more of a luxury, not a necessity. But I want Andre Drummond to stop the bleeding. I want Andre Drummond. The hope is that this dude can come in for the Lakers and play a key role before Anthony Davis and LeBron James come back. We all know how important it is, obviously, for this championship run. We know certainly know how important it is to have Andre Drummond when you're in the playoffs or you're going up against certain teams where size becomes a complete advantage. Maybe there's going to be times Lakers are going to use AD at the five, whatever the case is. But I also think there's expectations right now for Andre Drummond to fill an incredible void for the Lakers. In the short term, before LeBron James and Anthony Davis come back, my expectations on Andre Drummond, when he's back in the lineup, I know he's not in there right now, but my expectations for him is he's going to have to play like a franchise player. He doesn't have to do it when LeBron and AD come back, but until they come back, he becomes the most, you know, the second most important player on the team, or one of the most important players on the team, if not the most important player on the team. You want to stay in the mix here in the Western Conference. You really do. And as I look at Andre Drummond, my expectations for him before LeBron James and Anthony Davis come back is to be that 17.5, 13.5 rebounds a game, best rebounder in the NBA, grab a couple lobs, be an actual big man where people can feel your presence down low, offensively, defensively. That's the expectation with Andre Drummond, so that's why I was incredibly excited. As much as we got that championship run that's going to be coming up, and we're only a month and a half away now from the regular season ending, in the short term, can Andre Drummond be that player that the Lakers need right now in this instance just to help keep their head above water? We don't have that answer yet. I think he can be that player for the Lakers. And if you look at the month of April, I've done this a couple times, and today's April 1st. If you look at the month of April, it is a brutal, brutal schedule. Sacramento tomorrow, I mentioned. Clippers coming up on Sunday. I'm going to miss a couple games here because some of them I think are not that big of a deal. Miami, you got Brooklyn, you got New York and Charlotte, all four teams in the playoff hunt. Boston, Utah twice, Dallas twice. It's a tough, tough schedule. And oh, by the way, you know, I mentioned that because if you look right now at, you know, some of these games, now all of a sudden, if Andre Drummond was healthy, those games that you thought were 50-50 should lean your way. The games that you thought, oh, we're supposed to win, now should be a guarantee because Drummond's there. And then those games that you thought, we don't have a chance without LeBron and Anthony Davis in these two games, maybe you could be in it in the fourth quarter, and who knows what happens after that. All right, your expectations on Andre Drummond as a Los Angeles Laker. That's what I want to spend some time on right now. 877-710-ESPN. I know now I'm trying to make it sound like an open invitation. Always invited. Anytime you want to talk Lakers basketball on Lakers Talk, or anytime I obviously am cracking a microphone, you're always invited. And I do want to get Laker fans' opinion. So 877-710-ESPN, your expectations on Andre Drummond as a Los Angeles Laker. What are you expecting the rest of the way from Andre Drummond when he does come back? He'll probably miss a couple games. We appreciate you guys tuning in. A quick shout out here real quick. Harris Resort SoCal. Pack your victory dance and go all in on fun at Harris Resort SoCal. From dining to unwinding, fun is a sure bet at the best resort in Funner, California. Okay, so let me make this very simple for you. If you're looking for a getaway, maybe you haven't gone anywhere in a while just because of all the restrictions and everything else, you don't have to get on a flight. Go drive out to Harris Resort SoCal. What a beautiful facility. They got this trifecta of pools, three different pools. Certainly, obviously, 50 table games, 1,600 slots. They also now have SoCal's first Top Golf swing suite.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So there's a lot going on there. Are you game for a getaway? Start planning your trip by visiting harrissocal.com. When we come back, your phone calls 877-710-ESPN. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN. All right, hope you guys are enjoying your Thursday evening. I'm all thrown off by the week, by the way. Get Monday and Tuesday off. Lakers come back. I got no idea what day it is. Usually do this on a Monday. Brian Windhorst coming up at 7:30. Man, he had his Hoops Collective podcast. And he was on there. Nick Friedell was on there, as was Mark Spears. And so many Laker conversations. Andre Drummond conversation about everybody mad at the Lakers and the Nets for the buyout market. Dennis Schroeder, which we'll get into a little bit later. I want to bring it up with him, and then we could react to it after on potentially turn down a four-year, $84 million offer from the Lakers. So there's a lot of different, you know, obviously things to take on here. But right now we're talking about Andre Drummond, expectations for Andre Drummond as a Laker. That to me is the only thing I'm really paying attention to right now. What's interesting about this, and if you want to give your expectations on Andre Drummond, 877-710-ESPN. What's interesting about this, I have two different expectations. I have expectations before LeBron and AD come back. I have expectations for after LeBron and Anthony Davis come back, and I don't think that's too out of the ordinary. But before LeBron and AD do return, my expectation is that he's an important piece, that he steps up, he fills a void. He was a key player for the Cavs, key player obviously for the Pistons, and I'm not telling you there was a ton of success on those teams because there wasn't. And I've also said this, that if your franchise player is Andre Drummond, it's not a good game plan, and it's no disrespect to Andre Drummond, but here's the reality. Franchise players are guys like Anthony Davis, like LeBron James, like Kevin Durant, like James Harden, like Steph Curry. And they're different breeds, and there's different tiers to players in the NBA, and he's not in that upper echelon of tiers. Now, in the time that LeBron and Anthony Davis are not around, they're not there, he does have to be almost like a franchise player. And that's going to obviously change when the stars come back. Once Andre Drummond is playing with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, it's funny because I heard a lot of people saying, it's kind of interesting. Lakers get him in the buyout market, and there was a lot of conversations. You know, I did a couple of these social shows that I always do, and even doing the post-game show. I heard people saying that people are going to be really disappointed in Andre Drummond. He's not a franchise player. He's not as good as you think he is, reading a lot of those comments. Well, here's the reality. I don't want people to think or believe that Laker fans think this guy's going to be a savior for the Lakers. Not at all. Lakers don't need a savior. Lakers just need to be healthy. That's it. And by the way, that's a big if. That's not a guarantee or a lock. I think the Lakers are obviously being incredibly cautious and strategic with their superstars because it was February and it was March and now we're sitting here in April. Okay, now you're starting to get a little bit closer. I want to say the Lakers' last game is March 16th something or May 16th, and then playoffs will start a few days after that or that weekend or whatever the case is. So they don't need him to be a savior. But he's an important piece because he does provide something that the Lakers have needed. You know what I've heard from Laker fans all season long? Al, how come they didn't go get Dwight? What a big mistake by Pelinka by not going to get Dwight. Marc Gasol's not filling in the void. That's all I've heard all season long, every Laker fan out there. And I've also said this too. It's fair to make that assessment about the Lakers offseason that they lost something that was a strength last year. Now it's been a weakness. Plus, you haven't had Anthony Davis for 25 games. It clearly looks like a weakness on a night-in, night-out basis. So with that being said, when I say he's an important piece, this is going to be the first time in Andre Drummond's career that I think he's going to get a chance to play to his strengths and not to do anything more than that. Rebound the ball, be a big man in the middle, play some defense, catch a few lobs, and that's it. That should be the expectations for Andre Drummond. I don't want to hear no comparisons to Embiid or Jokic or he's the next Shaquille O'Neal. No, there's literally no need for that. Plus, I don't think those expectations are remotely accurate. So keeping that in mind, all Andre Drummond has to do, he just has to play a role on a championship roster. He hasn't got an opportunity like this yet in the NBA. Nobody is going to look at Andre Drummond. If LeBron and Anthony Davis are healthy and are good to go, and the Lakers lose a game, nobody's going to really look at Andre Drummond and say, well, they lost because of Drummond. No, they're going to look at LeBron, they're going to look at Anthony Davis, because that's the expectations that the best players always have. Did they do enough? Did they step up? Did they take the final shot? Were they communicating on defense? That's the role that Andre Drummond gets to play for the Lakers. Just has to play a role on a championship roster. And, you know, certainly I think his role is incredibly important. It's needed. It's a necessity, not a luxury. You know, we always use that. I always use that comparison. Is it a necessity or is it a luxury? No, that center position is a luxury for the Lakers. It was a necessity for the Lakers. And there were a lot of other teams it was a necessity for. And Lakers, you know, obviously did what they needed to do to find a way to bring him here. I don't want to make too big of a deal about Drummond, but I do think he does not have to be your franchise player. He's your third best player at best, and that's what he's got to be for the Lakers, and that's what's expected. Let me take a few phone calls here. Your expectations on Andre Drummond. Harold in North Hollywood. Harold, what's going on, man? Thank you for calling into Lakers Talk.
Hi, Alan. Let me tell you something. Did you watch that game last night while he was playing?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, that boy, you better get in, that man better get into the gym and start working out. I mean, he didn't look like he was ready to play. If he's going to help that team now, it's going to be a long time before he's getting back on that court. He looked awful.
I don't know if awful is the right word. I'll tell you this, Harold. He hasn't played.
He didn't look too good. Let's put it that way.
He hasn't played since February 12th. So if you thought he was going to come in, and by the way, I was getting hyped up on that game too. So it's not like I was expecting him. You know, I certainly wasn't expecting him just to play, 14 minutes or something along those lines. But did I expect him to come out there and be Hakeem Olajuwon in his first game back since February 12th, go up against Giannis and Brooke Lopez and have 18 rebounds and 25 points? No. Now, I also didn't expect him to have one or two rebounds. Had that injury at the end of or at some point in the first quarter. And, Chris, is Harold gone or is Harold still there?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, Harold, quick question. Your expectations for Drummond the rest of the way, what are your expectations for him?
You know what? Realistically, you know, I mean, the media has a lot to do with this stuff, and I guess we're tired of it. You guys beat the drum every time. Oh, we got DeAndre, he's going to be our savior, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's fine. That's your job. But you got to be honest with the fans. You know, AD has been, I told you guys before, he came in here, damaged goods. LeBron is 36. He can only go, I've seen some, you know what, I like team basketball. And the Lakers depend on two guys. I love the way Utah plays. I love the way Denver plays. It's beautiful basketball. They pass the ball around. Everybody's involved. With the Lakers, it's one or two guys back and forth. It's good. But the main issue is this team going to contend?
Harold, did you like the Shaq and Kobe days?
They were great, but they had a better supporting cast.
Last season, Lakers just won an NBA championship with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, the two guys that you're saying you don't like them just relying on two players and they don't have a supporting cast. They just did it, Harold. They literally just won a championship 8 or 9 months ago.
What happened a year ago? This is another year. Come on, Alan.
Harold.
Come on,
Harold.
This year.
All I can do is I appreciate you calling in. All I could do is use past history to either make my argument or hurt my argument. If you're saying LeBron James and Anthony Davis, if you think it's not team basketball and you can't win with two stars, it's only two players. They just won a championship 8, 9 months ago. What are you talking about? And on top of that, you can't tell me you love the Shaq and Kobe days and not think that team was completely built around two superstars. If you're going to win in the NBA, yes, you got to have key role players. If the argument you're trying to make to me right now is the Lakers don't have the role players to win another championship, you can make that argument. We don't have an answer to it, because until we get to the playoffs with LeBron, with Anthony Davis, with Dennis Schroeder, Montrezl Harrell, Kyle Kuzma, Alex Caruso, THC, until we actually get to that point, we can't. How are we supposed to say the Lakers don't have the right role players? AD's missed 25 games this year. Lakers had won 4 games in a row since the All-Star break. LeBron goes down in that game against Atlanta. They lose the game against Atlanta. He's missed 6 games since then. Lakers are just, obviously going the wrong way in the standings. And one other thing, Harold, you said that the media is trying to make it sound like Andre Drummond is the savior to the Lakers. Harold, literally 5 minutes ago, I was talking about how Andre Drummond is not the savior to the Lakers. He just has to play a role. But look, you can make your points. You can have your, obviously your debate and your thought process. And that's why Sports Talk Radio is so fantastic, because we could have these conversations and have different opinions. But here's the reality. Until the Lakers get whole, until they get healthy, and if that day comes, hopefully sooner than later, and that run to the playoffs, obviously Lakers try to go back-to-back. Until we actually see it, we're both talking right now with no guarantees or lock to it, but I'll take my chances with AD and LeBron James and 2 stars with role players. All right, Brian Windhorst coming up next. Brian Windhorst, man, that Hoop Collective podcast was fantastic. A lot of good Laker topics. He talked about Dennis Schroeder turning down a 4-year, $84 million deal with the Lakers. We're going to talk about that. He didn't seem too crazy about the Andre Drummond signing. I want to get his thoughts there, plus on Lakers, Nets, who's got a better roster. All that coming up next. Thank you for being a part of the show. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN. All right, pack your victory dance. Go all in on fun at Harris Resort SoCal. Make a splash in Funner California's trifecta of pools. 3 pools. You got 3 pools. I don't know about you, Curtis. What just happened here in these last couple of days? The weather just went up 15 degrees. Got to get out to Harris. Go get in that water. Dance with Lady Luck at one of the 50 table games or 1,600 slots, or tee up the fun in SoCal's first Top Golf swing suite. I'm not much of a golfer, but you get me one of those Top Golfs. Those things are incredible. They're fun. It's the first one they've done here in SoCal. From dining to unwinding, scoring a good time is as easy as picking up a room key. Are you game for a getaway? Start planning your trip by visiting harrissocal.com. Harrissocal.com. Go get your getaway. Get away for a couple days. You can do it without getting on a flight. Start planning your trip.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
HarrisSoCal.com. All right, more phone calls coming up around 7:45. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll go till 9 o'clock tonight. Want to welcome in Brian Windhorst, covers the NBA for ESPN, also hosts the Hoop Collective podcast on ESPN. Brian, what's going on, man?
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. I got a chance to listen to the podcast. By the way, it's such a fantastic podcast. And, obviously for NBA fans out there, it's a great way to get your NBA content. Want to hit on a couple things that you hit on the podcast. And I'll start off with this. Yesterday, we got a chance to see Andre Drummond for the first time in the purple and gold. Wasn't for very long, just 14 minutes. We'll miss tomorrow's game against the Kings. Your overall thoughts, the buyout market happens, he ends up with the Lakers. What was your thoughts when he came here? Do you think too much hype behind the signing, or do you think that, no, this could be a game changer for the Lakers and obviously around the NBA?
Well, to get a guy like that on the buyout market is really a great score, because typically on the buyout market, you're getting guys who are at the back end of their career who give up money or have a diminished role, like LaMarcus Aldridge, like Blake Griffin. We see guys like this. You can go down year after year. Typically, you see guys in their early 30s who are ready for a reduced role. Very rarely do you get a guy who who can be a starter quality player. Doesn't mean that they won't start. Like tonight, LaMarcus Aldridge started in Brooklyn, but he's not a starter quality player really at this point anymore. And so to get a guy like Andre Drummond, who's still in his prime, who can contribute and fill up the stats, that is, and not Pelinka said this, it's a rare thing to be able to get that guy. But I also think it's a mistake to think he's going to come in and play like an all-star contributor. He's going to rebound. He's going to score occasionally. But there is a reason why he was traded for a second-round pick a year ago, and then the team that traded for him at essentially no cost shut him down and basically didn't see a future with him in the organization. Because he has flaws in his game, and because he has flaws, we need him to be a leading man. And the belief is with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, he won't have to be that and that he can fill a role. But I think to think that he's going to come in and all of a sudden be the third star on the team, based on his history, would be flawed thinking.
Brian Windhorst taking some time to join Lakers Talk. You know, I was just talking about this, Brian. I was talking about, well, it depends on the expectation that you have on him. And I think I view Drummond in this sense for the Lakers. Number one, you know, obviously, last season, one of the strengths that the Lakers had, you had Dwight, you had JaVale McGee, and I'm not saying that he's going to be them, but he's going to be his own version, 27 years old, certainly one of the best rebounders in the NBA. He's going to be asked to do a lot less than he was doing with other franchises. He's not going to be a franchise player for the Lakers. Plus, he didn't go to another team, and I think Andre Drummond could have helped a number of teams that are competing for a championship. Obviously ended up with the Lakers. How big was it that Drummond's not on the Nets or the Clippers or the Celtics? Do you think that part of it comes into play?
I mean, one of the reasons why you like getting him if you're the Lakers is you keep him away from the other teams who wanted him. You don't want to have to play against him. And I do think that if you don't look at him as a guy making $30 million, you will view his contribution differently. And that's absolutely true. The majority of his salary, every he plays, he gets two checks. One check is from the Cavs for something like $300,000, and one check is for the Lakers for a few thousand. And so when you look at it like that, it's a huge victory. Mm. But, you know, the way he plays, you can't really put him in switch defense because he's just sort of too big and too lumbering. You can find defensive statistics and you can find highlights where he looks good defensively, and you say to yourself, oh my God, this guy might be a Hall of Famer. But then when you actually watch the game and when you actually see the impact that he has, it doesn't always match the stats. He's one of these guys that looks better on paper than he does on the court. And I know that that's very difficult to understand. And I know Lakers fans look at his stats and they say, oh my God, getting this guy is huge and putting him in there could be like, you know, what incredible front court. And I do think occasionally that will happen. But when the Lakers are going to be at their best, when they've got to have it, it's going to be Anthony Davis at center, LeBron James at power forward, and three defender/shooters on the perimeter. That's where the Lakers are going to play. That's what they're going to need to execute at the highest level when it matters. It doesn't mean that that's the way they will start games. I will see Andre Drummond out there to start the game, but I don't think when it matters he's going to be on the court at the end. But in the short term, in the interim, with AD and LeBron out, I do think he can provide a lift and keep them in decent playoff position. He can probably, once he gets off this foot injury, I think he can probably help them win a game or two. And quite frankly, if you get that out of a guy, make him less than $1 million, I think the Lakers are paying him like $500,000 or $600,000, it's a huge win. So I think expectations are going to be important in judging his role on the team.
Brian Windhorst covers the NBA for ESPN, Hoop Collective podcast as well, taking some time to join Lakers Talk. Brian, NBA standings. I'm curious just to get your view on this. So Lakers in at fourth. I don't think it's going to last, obviously, very long that they're going to be sitting there. April is a brutal schedule. We still don't know. When is LeBron coming back? When's Anthony Davis coming back? Drummond is going to miss tomorrow's game at the minimum. Big deal or not where the Lakers end up in the standings?
Well, you'd like to avoid the play-in tournament, but in all honesty, the only thing that really matters is that LeBron and AD are healthy. Mm-hmm. If they're healthy, the Lakers have a great chance to win the West. They're going to have to shoot the ball better, shoot the ball like they did last year in the playoffs, and that's their Achilles heel. They have nights where they just shoot the ball so poorly, but they have nights where they shoot it really well, And the equalizer is their defense. When they play at the highest level, their defense gives them a chance to win every game. So I don't think it's ideal to have to play in a play-in series. I think it's a potential to end up facing Utah or the Clippers maybe, or the Suns in the first round. And that's not ideal, but you're going to have to beat those teams anyway. So I'm not really worried about LeBron getting physically, because you know, he's never had this injury before. So we really don't know how he's going to come back. I mean, you talk to guys who've had high ankle sprains who talk about how they were able to return to play within a month, but then it bothered them for six. And it's just very difficult to know. Now, you know, the feel that LeBron was going to be out a month leads me to believe that what they saw on the MRI was sort of a significant sprain, and so that's worrisome. So to me, I just got to see him out there being LeBron and AD out there being AD, and I would stop worrying about the wins and losses. This team, and this has been the case for LeBron throughout his career, dominate around him as supporting players. And when you take him out, their games all collapse a little bit. Year after year, I would see people talk about, oh, my God, look at the Cavs record without LeBron. Look at the Heat record without LeBron. Yeah, because without him, nobody – I wouldn't get too freaked out about it. I would just focus on getting good reports from his recovery.
Brian Windhorst taking some time to join Lakers Talk here. Brian, one question I wanted to ask you. You know, you mentioned this on your podcast. You talked about how Dennis Schroeder did not 4 years, $84 million, I think is what you mentioned. Obviously did not take a Laker extension. What do you think he's worth? I'm curious to get your thoughts. What do you think the market will be for him in the summer? I thought, you know, hearing you and using a comp like Fred Van Fleet as a good example, this is just my own personal opinion. I thought, hey, 4 years, $84 million, that sounds like a very fair contract. Do you think he'll have potential in the summer to get offers a lot more than that, more significant?
Well, he does. Mm-hmm. So a couple of things. Number one, you have to realize that most of the Lakers are allowed to offer right now is 4 years and $84 million. Because when you extend an existing contract, there's certain rules about how much you can extend it for. So even if he was averaging, you know, 35 points a game and an MVP candidate, the most the Lakers could offer was $84 million. That's one thing to point out. And the fact that once they get to the summer, if he chooses not to extend and become a free agent, they then have his full bird right to make an offer him more than that. That's one thing to be important to know. The second thing to be important to know is that he was offered $84 million, but we don't know the ins and outs of the, at least I don't know, the ins and outs of the exact offer. Was it a fully guaranteed $84 million, or was the last year not guaranteed? You know, you hear these numbers, and, you know, even when you see guys sign, you need to see the details to really know about the guts of the contract. So keep those things in mind. When he went into the extension talks, I thought his low end was a guy like DeJounte Murray with the San Antonio Spurs, who has a four-year, $8 million contract. That was signed a couple of years ago, so a little out of date, but a comparable player. I thought, Fred Van Vliet, who, as you mentioned, 4 years, $84 million, got that last summer. I'm sure that would be sort of his high-end number. But when you look at this summer, there's a lot of salary cap space out there. There's, you know, seven or eight teams that are going to have more than $20 million. There's not a lot of free agents. And a couple of teams have a lot of space and need point guards. And there's not going to be a deep point guard market. Now, it looks like Kyle Lowry will be out there. Lonzo Ball will be out there. But it's possible a team could give Schroeder a big offer. I think he's betting on himself a little bit. And, of course, Allen, he could still take an extension. He can still sign it up until, the end of the season. But, you know, obviously he and the Lakers started talking about it in February and haven't come to a deal 6 weeks later, kind of leads you to believe that he might be playing it out.
Brian, I appreciate you doing this. Right when I got a chance, I know we text each other back and forth. I wanted to get your thoughts, your opinion, give you a chance a little bit to expand a little bit. Always great content and great stuff, so thank you for taking the time.
Thanks, Don. Have a good night.
All right, man, you too. All right, that's Brian Windhorst right there. That Hoop Collective podcast is solid. Mark Spears, Nick Friedell, and they go through, obviously, if you're an NBA fan, you're hitting on everything. And when I was listening to it a couple days ago, those NBA topics or those Laker topics stood out to me the most, so I wanted him to kind of expand a little bit. Two things come out of that conversation. We're going to do this when we come back. So Dennis Schroeder, and like Brian Windhorst said, you don't know the details, but 4 years, $84 million. You know, I hear that for Dennis Schroeder, and a couple things come to my mind. And I want to do this. When we come back, I want to ask Laker fans, what's a good number for Dennis Schroeder? What's a number you think is the right number if the Lakers were to extend him, or we get into the offseason and now the question mark comes up about Dennis Schroeder and how much to pay him? What's a good number per year for Dennis Schroeder? We got a chance to watch him, obviously, this year. What are Lakers now? 48 games in. We're over 50%, well over 50% through the season. What is the right number for Dennis Schroeder? Your thoughts coming up next. Stay right here. This is Lakers Talk, 877-710-ESPN. We'll take some of your phone calls coming up next. Lakers Talk on 710-ESPN. Okay, Valvoline Instant Oil Change. I'm sure there are a lot of people out there. Maybe you're driving around. Maybe you're listening on the ESPN app or on iTunes. Is your vehicle due for a service? Head into your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. For over 30 years, Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance services for busy people just like you. You guys are busy. You guys got a lot going on. You're driving all around Southern California. The light's probably on, and you're sitting there saying, I'll take care of it later. Here's a quick, convenient way to do it. By the way, this is the best way to do it. If you're driving right now, don't do this. Don't go to Valvoline InstantOilChange.com or SoCalOilChange.com. Do it when you get home. But when you go on SoCalOilChange.com, this is how easy the process is. I'm on there right now. Got all these coupons that you can email to yourself or text to yourself when you go into Valvoline Instant Oil Change. All you got to do is put in your zip code. Once you put in your zip code, all these different locations are going to pop up. They got locations all throughout Southern California, and you could go in there and obviously take care of business. You don't even got to get out of your car. No dragging the kids to a dirty waiting room. At Valvoline, you stay in your car and you stay safe while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance. Oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, and more. Just pull up, drive in, and drive out in about 15 minutes. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for location and game-winning coupons off your next Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, thank you to Brian Windhorst, taking some time to join the show. We're talking about Dennis Schroeder. So Windhorst was explaining that the Lakers obviously trying to get him an extension, been negotiating for a while, didn't happen. Lakers obviously shopped Dennis Schroeder, looking to maybe get Kyle Lowry, didn't happen at the trade deadline. Looks like the sticking point was THT. 4 years, $84 million. That's the most that the Lakers can offer Dennis Schroeder. And without knowing all the details, how much of that was guaranteed and so forth, that's what Brian Windhorst was mentioning that the Lakers offered to Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder obviously did not take that deal. So the question I'll throw out to Laker fans out there is, what do you think Dennis Schroeder is worth? What's a good number for the Lakers on a guy like Dennis Schroeder? We've got a good opportunity to watch his play and see what his characteristics, what his strengths are for the Lakers. You know, I think this is an interesting conversation for me because you kind of look at Dennis Schroeder, you look at the now, you look at the future with the Lakers. I know after the trade deadline, Lakers played, I want to say the Cavs right after the trade deadline. Trade deadline was on a Thursday. Friday, Lakers played the Cavs and finally got a win. They had lost four in a row since LeBron was out. And Dennis Schroeder was asked about the trade deadline, everything else. He said it's a crazy business and that he wants an opportunity. This would be the first time that he would be, you know, an unrestricted free agent where he can go through that process. Teams are going to court him. I'm sure everybody's going to be calling his agent, telling him how great he is, how their franchise wants to build around him. That's how free agency works. and he has not got that opportunity so far in his career. He's 27 years old, incredibly talented. You know, there are times I sit in the post-game show and I spend some time talking about his strengths, and then Laker fans will call in and say, man, this guy, he's got a great future. We'll see if he's going to be a part of the Lakers long-term. And then there's other times you got some frustration. You got to do more, less turnovers, like every game and like every player. This happens on a consistent basis. But when I heard 4 years, $84 million, 4 years, $84 million, so $21 million a year. He's making about $15 million right now a year. I thought that was an incredibly fair contract. Now, what the hell do I know? And, you know, I think one of the things Brian Windhorst was talking about was that there's some advantages if you're a player like Dennis Schroeder waiting to the offseason. Some of the advantages are there's some teams out there. I think he mentioned seven teams that got 20-plus mil that are looking for a point guard that who knows how much he can make in the open market. Who knows how much money he can make this upcoming offseason. But if you're the Lakers, and you're obviously only concerned about the Lakers, as you should be, and you look at what you think you would throw at a player like that on an annual basis for the next 4 years, about $20 million is an incredibly fair contract. Now, we're sitting here right now. Who knows? Maybe come the offseason, he gets offered something that's 4 years, $100 million. Maybe even more than that, $105 million, something along those lines. But I don't think that that's a – I don't think that that's, at least in my opinion, when I first heard it, I definitely did not think that was something that was unfair or disrespectful or something along those lines. So – if you got some thoughts on Dennis Schroeder, 877-710-ESPN. So this another part that I thought was interesting from Brian Windhorst, talking about the NBA standings. And, you know, we already know Andre Drummond is not going tomorrow, even though the Lakers are optimistic that he'll return soon. And LeBron James has missed six games in a row. We got no idea how long he's going to be out for. We've heard nothing. You know, on that front, it's going to be something that gets reevaluated over and over again. Actually, the exact word was out. He's out indefinitely. Then you got Anthony Davis. AD has already missed 20 games in a row, 25 games so far this season. So, you know, that's certainly going to be something that we pay attention to. I asked Windhorst about the standings. You know, right now is a perfect example. Clippers and the Nuggets are playing each other. All of a sudden, I just became a big Nuggets fan, Curtis. I don't know about you, but... big Nuggets fan tonight. So Clippers playing the Nuggets. Clippers a game and a half in front of the Lakers. Nuggets a half game behind the Lakers. I mean, I don't expect the Lakers to stay in that fourth spot for much longer. It's inevitable that they drop in the standings without Anthony Davis and without LeBron James. It's happening, first of all, and it's going to continue to happen until those two guys come back. And Windhorst basically said, I've heard Windhorst last week talk about you want to stay in the top six if you're the Lakers, because if you're not in the top six, then you got to deal with the play-in, you know, those play-in games. I've never been on that front. Basically, the way I've kind of looked at this, when people say, well, can you imagine you got to play Utah in the first round? How much would that suck? Or you got to play Clippers or Phoenix in the first round? That doesn't suck for the Lakers. That sucks for those other teams that everything they accomplished to be a 1, 2, or 3 seed, and then they got the Lakers in the first round. I mean, I feel more bad for them than I do for the Lakers. I've never been one to worry about the NBA standings. It's not ideal. I hate looking at the standings and seeing the Lakers just keep dropping, and I'm definitely paying attention to is Dallas winning, San Antonio, Portland, Denver, of course, Utah. Just going down the list, the Clippers, I want all those teams in the West to lose. But it's inevitable that the Lakers are going to fall in the standings. I want to play something from Jalen Rose. Jalen Rose, a little bit earlier today, was talking about the NBA standings, what it means to the Lakers.
How about this? I'll say an example that most people with social media can appreciate. Sliding in the standings equals doing the same in the DMs. When somebody's responding to you, then it seems like it was a good idea. When they're not responding to you, it seems like I shouldn't have never sent that message. And that's what I want to say about the Lakers. If they're healthy, I'm picking nobody to beat them in a 7-game series in either conference. But I got a news flash for y'all. They're not healthy. Anthony Davis has not been healthy most of the year, and LeBron James is currently not in uniform. They added Andre Drummond, who's going to be a terrific addition, however, only if the other two guys come back.
All right, that's Jalen Rose right there. That's with Jalen and Jacoby. You know, I think at the end of the day, when people say, well, the Lakers are beat up, at least they're beat up in February. At least they're beat up in March. Yes, we're getting into April now. And we'll see in the next couple of weeks. I've said this, and this is what I'll kind of roll with here. Can you just be healthy by the time May 1st comes around? You'll have 3 weeks before the playoffs start. 3 weeks. Can the Lakers in the next 30 days, does that not seem reasonable? I mean, AD's already been out for 20 games. LeBron's already been out. This Saturday is 2 weeks. Let's just say that him and AD are out for another 4 weeks. 4 weeks. Can you just be healthy by May 1st? And I think if they are healthy by that time, if they are in a position by the time we get into May 1st that they're healthy, plenty of time to figure things out, get the rotations right. Actually, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk about what players we think might not be a part of that playoff mix simply because the Lakers got 12 players right now, and we'll see if they add another person in the rotation. Just be healthy by May 1st. We'll see if that happens. I think that's very reasonable. All right, top NBA stories coming up next. Thank you for tuning in. More phone calls coming up at 8:15. This is Lakers Talk on 710 ESPN.